It's been almost 10 years since Ubisoft released the very first installment of the video game Assassin's Creed. And now the latest in the series, Assassin's Creed Origins, has just been released. And joining me now to talk through some of the features of the game is game developer Maxime Durand. Welcome to Tech Daily, Maxime.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Maxime, for anyone who is new to the Assassin's Creed franchise, can you provide a brief summary of what the series is all about?
Absolutely. So Assassin's Creed is a game that is set most of the time in the past. It's a game that talks about different historical periods where you play a main character, where you meet historical people, witness historical events. And there's some set of the games also that that is in the present. So it's a very rich lore where we are most of the time opposing two secret societies, the Assassins and the Templars. Both of them are societies that have different methods of believing to help humankind. So one is really about order, the other one is more about chaos. So that duality allows us to explain all of these different historical periods. But really the core of the experience for people that are playing Assassin's Creed is to experience immersions into the past. So we've tackled the Third Crusades, the Italian Renaissance, the 18th century in colonial America, in the revolutionary Paris, and now we're tackling the ancient Egypt period. So it's a pretty new, exciting period for us.
We'll talk a little bit more about those historical references shortly, but I guess you're now 10 years into this successful franchise. What do you attribute its success to?
It's funny because Assassin's Creed was born out of luck a little bit. So over 10 years ago, we were developing a game that was called Prince of Persia. That Ubisoft, it was a successful franchise for Ubisoft. And when we created the next Prince of Persia, we actually realized that we were creating a new kind of game that was the open world genre. We were creating this new action-adventure game. And at first, the thing that was very new to Assassin's Creed is that you could climb on buildings, you could interact with big crowds, you could blend in with history. And we came to realize that over time, really for players to be able to immerse themselves into cities of the past, into ancient places, and meet those historical characters is very strong. It's a very strong experience. So I think that this immersion is something that the players are looking for. And throughout the last 10 years, what we did is that we developed technology within the game that allowed for better immersion. So from being able to climb over houses, we also added that you could jump underwater, over water, use boats, you could climb in trees, and then you could also climb on all different kind of surfaces like mountains. So throughout the last 10 years, we developed a lot of technology that allows us right now to create a full country. So there's no loading time in between the places that you're going to. You can climb over pyramids. You can climb on mountains in the desert. Use your horse or your camel to go to the shores of the Nile, and then you can get a boat to set aside to, let's say, to an island or to an ancient ruin, and then you can experience all of that seamlessly. So there's a lot of technology behind that allows us to get this new game that's Assassin's Creed Origins.
A game that's ready to explore even before you get into the story. Now, the latest release, Assassin's Creed Origins, is partially set in ancient Egypt. Just how authentic is this setting and how much of what we see and do is fictional?
So we spent 4 years developing this game. From the start, we knew that it was a bit of a crazy experience because we were trying to reproduce a country that has disappeared mostly. And what I'm saying by this is that we're talking about ancient Egypt at the time of Cleopatra. So that's about 2,000 years ago. We are recreating cities of the past like Alexandria, like Memphis, and the ancient way of living in Egypt also. So all of these are elements that we had to find from historical books, from historical magazines, from working with specialists, with museums, to understand all of that environment that doesn't exist anymore. It's a vision that is unique to this game. And so a lot of the elements that we created in the game are based on authenticity, on realism, like recreating the Sphinx and the way it looked like, most probably at the time of Cleopatra. But it also involves a lot of creativity from our part. So science and history gives us a lot of information, but we still have to fill in the blanks also. So, I mean, we know a lot of information about Cleopatra, but we don't know everything. So we do have to fill in the gaps. The fun side of that for us is that we can add to the things that we don't know. We can create a fantasy with the player's experience. So our main character is a fictional character. And so his activities, the way that he's going to encounter historical characters and events are fictional, but we still try to play with real elements, with real information.
So there's been obviously lots of deep research going on there. So perhaps is there a case for Assassin's Creed Origins to be used as an educational tool of sorts?
So for the last 10 years, on every game, we felt like playing with history was really something powerful for us. And so we also came to realize that people like history and they like to play with history. That being said, there are some limits to the game that we're making, and one of them is the interaction. Teachers have been saying for 10 years now that they would like to use Assassin's Creed in their classrooms, but they couldn't because of, let's say, the age rating or the fact that the game was really centered around the player's quest. And they would just like to have the environment. And so that's what we come up with this year with Assassin's Creed Origins. We are creating what is called the Assassin's Creed the Discovery Tour. So it's something that we'll add in early 2018 for the game owners for free. And it's the same universe, the full environment of ancient Egypt that you can go, you can travel everywhere, you can use the same navigational means. But over that, we add quests that are actually guided tours. So you can learn about all the different aspects of ancient Egypt, learn about the daily life. You can also learn about Egyptology and even the way that we interpret history to make the video game. So how we play sometimes with proportions, with scale, so as to be able to do a full country, but with the limits of a video game.
Has this been done in a video game before? Essentially, you're taking the original game, Assassin's Creed Origins. It's rated MA15+, but you've built in, I guess, you're calling it a discovery mode, but a kids mode, so people who aren't old enough to play the full game can still get some benefit from it. Has that been done before?
So it's I think it feels like it's unprecedented. In a way, it's a second iteration of something that we've been doing since 2009, which used to be called the Animus Database. So it was an encyclopedia that we had in the game. And what is very special about the Discovery Tour is that it's not only set for kids or for kids in high school, for instance. It's also set for all the players that are playing Assassin's Creed Origins, that are witnessing history with the quest. But maybe if they want to learn more and more into detail what they've played, they can actually also look at the Discovery Tour and play these tours. So these are audio guided tours. They're narrated. We add to the images also from museums, so witnessing artifacts, pictures from Egyptologists, from discoveries in the 19th century, for instance. So it's really set to be very accessible for anyone. So hopefully my grandma could be playing Assassin's Creed with a Discovery Tour. We changed also a little bit the control scheme, so we make sure that it's very accessible. Let's say that we don't force people to navigate on monuments like they would do in their normal game, because in the normal game, this is a challenge that we want to make. With the Discovery Tour, we want to make it very easy for people. So either they can just follow tours, so there's a line on the ground, and they can really follow from one station to another, witnessing the lives of ancient Egyptian. Or we're also working on an autoplay feature, so that some people that are less comfortable with a controller could actually still witness all of the historical value of having this Discovery Tour.
That sounds absolutely amazing. I'm really looking forward to checking out Assassin's Creed Origins and digging a little bit deeper into some of those features you've mentioned there. The game has just landed for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Maxim, thanks again for your time on Tech Daily.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a good one.